You're a wizard, Harry. Welcome to the Harry Potter Book Club for the Half-Blood Prince with...
Sarah Tompkins.
Majaya Shrestha.
And I'm Michael DeMauro. This week we discuss Chapter 25, The Seer Overheard. We have a special guest... And the battle for the Quidditch Cup continues.
Alright, let's do Creatures 500. Michael,
don't look at me like that.
No, Creatures 500 was already done.
No, it's right there.
Oh, yeah, I was. It's okay, we'll do Creatures 400 and then I'll count.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay,
something happened.
Yeah, no worries.
It doesn't matter.
Alright, how dare you?
How dare.
Wait, who's going?
Yeah.
Us.
Okay.
Oh.
You just won.
I just thought
she's, I lost.
She's nervous.
This is a default for me now.
All right, ready?
No.
What is the name of Ginny's pygmy puff?
Ding, ding, ding.
Michael.
Arnold.
It is. It's so cute.
Hey.
It's going pretty good. You guys feel like it's going well?
It could
Let's
be
do
worse.
Slug Cub for Slug Cub.
Slug
Club for 100.
Let's go easy. Alright. It's not going to be easy. Don't say easy. Okay.
Which Slytherin with a famous witch mother was invited to the first Slug Club meeting on the train?
Zabini.
Yes.
Blaze.
Zabini, Blaze. That was very proper of you.
In parentheses, Hottie.
Yeah, Hottie, for sure.
We all know.
Well, his mom was hot, remember?
She yeah, but
mom.
He's also hot.
His mom was like a hot murder woman.
Hot murderer.
She was like a black widow, right? I want a story about Blaze's mother.
I know.
I would
read that.
Thank you, Molly. Thank you.
Chapter 25, The Seer Overheard. So, people are very interested in Harry and Ginny because they're dating.
And, ew.
And Harry's like actually happy, which is weird.
Oh, that's nice though.
I know. It's like people are gossiping about him, but not because of a horrific dark magic evil wizard thing.
And he's like,
so he's like, this is pretty sweet.
Please talk about me in this respect. Thank you.
Yeah. This is a nice change. So yeah, so he's like, they're dating. They're doing a dating thing. Isn't that cool?
They're being a teenage boy and girl?
That's weird.
Aw, so normal.
It is a weird thing for Harry though, so I get it.
But then who comes along to ruin it all? Hermione.
Oh, I was like, Draco.
Oh, of course.
She's like, excuse me, you know the Half-Blood Prince? Well, check out this old newspaper clipping I got.
Oh, no.
It's Eileen Prince, captain of the Gobstone team.
Can I pause you for 2 seconds? You didn't talk about Harry's hippogriff tattoo.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
And the pygmy buff for Ron. Jesus fucking Christ.
It was a good goof. It was a good goof. Romilda Vane asked if Harry had a... did she say hippogriff?
She said hippogriff, and
hippogriff.
She said Norwegian Richback because it's more like manly,
more macho.
Macho. Wow.
So, and Harry hasn't been able to. The other thing I left out was Harry hasn't gone back to get his book because he's afraid to go to get his book from the room requirements.
Aww.
So Hermione found this Eileen Prince person, and she's like, what if they were, you know, their mom or their dad's name was Prince, because she got it backwards.
Oh, come on, sexist.
So, you know, they're happy. They're proud of being a half-blood prince. And Harry's like, that doesn't make sense. She's a lady. And that can't... Eileen Prince, that the prince is a bloke. And Hermione's like, what if she isn't a bloke? What, ladies can't be smart? And Harry's like, I've been friends with you. Of course ladies are smart.
Don't step in that, Harry.
I can just tell it's a bloke.
For some reason.
And like, him and Harry and Ron are like, Prince isn't so bad. Malfoy's still alive. He's healing. Everything's fine.
It's okay.
It's fine. It's not that big of a deal. What's the big deal?
Harry wants
to get that book back. He just hasn't had a chance to do it yet. But he will not. And then Harry has another detention with Snape on Saturday. Womp womp. Just as he's ruminating about his next detention, somebody shows up with a letter from Dumbledore.
What?
Dun, dun, dun.
He's done with lessons, so what could this be? So he, like, dashes off to go see Dumbledore, because it's, like, almost curfew, and he's pumped. And along the way, he runs into Trelawney, who is just sprawled across the floor.
Oh, no. Hmm. From violence or from drink?
From violence.
Oh, no.
Harry's like, what is up? And he realizes that they are right outside the Room of Requirement. And so she tells him this very sad story about how she was trying to hide her sherry bottles and in the Room of Requirement. And she went in and someone was already in there. And she heard a triumphant whoop of celebration.
Oh, my.
And Harry's like, is it a boy? Shit. And she's like, yup.
Oh, no.
And Harry's like, did he sound blonde? And she's like, yup. That didn't happen.
I made a horse noise.
So it made me laugh.
Trelawney heard this and she called out like a dum-dum. And then everyone went pitch black and she was grabbed roughly and hurled out of the room. And that's where she is now.
You say pitch black?
Yes, pitch black.
Seriously?
Magically pitch black.
Oh.
So Harry's like, dog, I'm going to Dumbledore right now. Come with me. And you can tell him what happened. Because Harry's like, sure, that's Malfoy. So Trelawney's like, all right, you know what? I like telling this cool story about me getting attacked. Let's do it. And so they go up, and she's just going on and on and on and on as they're walking up to see Dumbledore. And then she tells this really great story about how she was doing her interview with Dumbledore, and it wasn't going that great. But then she started feeling weird, and then Snape, mid-interview, was caught peeping on them.
What? That sounds
gross.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like listening at the door hole or something.
Door
hole. Yeah. So peeping what happened riddle. Here is that Snape was the one who heard the prophecy.
What?
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
And he's the one who told Voldemort, which means he's the one
who
is responsible. For Harry's parents being done. So Harry is in shock.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, he goes to Trelawney. He goes, stay here. And she's like, what? And he's like, fucking stay here, bitch. And she does.
Stay here.
Harry runs off to the office. He bashes through the door. And before he can scream at Dumbledore, Dumbledore is like, hey, want to go get a Horcrux?
Please,
bitch, we're going to get a Horcrux.
Yeah, and Harry throws Harry off completely. He's like, where? And it's the cave where Tom Riddle terrorized those two kids when he was back in the orphanage. And Dumbledore's like, it's going to be dangerous, Harry. Are you sure you want to come? And Harry's like, yeah, I want to go. Because he's like so mad that he wants to do something dangerous, I guess.
He also really wanted to be part of this anyway.
He does, yeah. But then Harry can't hold it back anymore, and he just unloads about Snape hearing the prophecy, and he loses it, and he's like yelling at Dumbledore, and he's like, how did you let Snape work at Hogwarts? And Dumbledore's like, wait. Snape felt bad afterwards, so it's okay.
He didn't. He's really sorry.
Yeah, he was really, really sad. He didn't think that it was going to be Harry's parents that were killed. Harry's like, what does it matter? He's like, how can you trust Snape? And Dumbledore's like, I trust him completely. And then Harry's like, but Snape and Malfoy are up to something right under your nose here, right here at school. They're doing something bad. And we're going to leave. And Dumbledore's like, every time I've left, Dumbledore gets pissed at this, actually. He's like, every time I've left, I've had extra protection here at school. Everyone's been totally safe. It's totally fine. And he's like, they're totally mad at each other. But Dumbledore's like, you still want to come? And Harry's like, yeah, dog, let's do it. So he's like, you can come on one condition, which is that you have to do literally everything I say. Even if I'm like, stab me in the heart with a knife or leave me here to die. You
leave have to me do at it. Chernobyl. And, I will.
And Harry's like, okay, I'll do it. And he tells Harry to go get his cloak. So
that's
Harry runs.
That's a crazy ass thing to ask a 15-year-old to do. I'm sorry.
So he runs back to go grab his cloak, his invisibility cloak, and he sees Ron and Hermione, and he gives them the Marauder's map and the rest of the Felix Felicis, and he's like, we're going to be gone. I can't explain right now. We're going to find a Horcrux.
Goodbye forever, maybe?
But Malfoy did his thing, and it worked, and so you've got to guard this place while we're gone. Take the do patrols or whatever, use the Marauder's map, take the Felix.
Keep it secret, keep it safe.
Yeah. And he's like, and get all the cool people from the DA to come help you. And they're like, okay.
Let the rest of them die.
Yeah. So Harry runs back, and he puts on the invisibility cloak, and him and Dumbledore casually stroll off to Hogsmeade together. Dumbledore is pretending that he's going into town to get a drink. And they go, they see like Madame Rosmerta, and they're like, I want a quiet night, so I'm going to the Hogshead. But then they get around a corner and no one can see them, and they apparate. Harry still doesn't have his license, so he has to do the side-along apparition again. But they apparate and they appear by the salty seashore. And that is where the chapter ends.
Can't wait.
Wow.
And the new things we find out, Snape is the one who told Voldemort about the prophecy.
The prophecy.
That's
and also,
messed up.
Also, you can go... Is it new that you can... Like, two people can accidentally go into the same room of requirement?
That was one of my questions was... I thought the room of requirement was what you needed at that moment. So can you only have one person at a time be in a... can you only have one requirement at a time? Obviously, we had more people at a time when Dumbledore's army was there because they all had the same... They were all there for the same reason. But
yeah.
Could the room of requirement only suit one person for one need at one time? You can't...
Well, it can suit definitely the same need for more than one person.
Right. But I mean... But how can Trelawney have accidentally ended up there if Draco is already... If they had the same need, why did it conjure up the same space?
Because he was still in the same place where people were hiding things. So he was in the same room where people hiding things, where the vanishing cabinet was. So that's where Trelawney was trying to go.
I understand.
What is your question?
Right.
Yeah, it's not like there's infinite rooms, I guess.
That was my question is like, if it's a room of requirement that's supposed to make rooms that fit what you require, it's interesting that they have one room for things that are hidden and not like, I need a room to hide the sherry. And she like went into a room.
A special sherry
room. To a sherry room or to like a liquor room.
She
or
probably
something, you know what I mean? Like, it's
I need a room to hide a thing. Yeah.
I know. I just feel like it's interesting that I mean, obviously for the plot, you have to have them have the same room. But it's weird to me that the room of requirement can't
doesn't create two different rooms for two different people.
It can. It's just very lazy.
And so
it's like, all right, got
I get. I do
this.
That. Okay, that is like the best explanation because I do understand being very lazy.
I mean, it kind of does make different rooms, right? Because like the Defense Against the Dark Arts room was different room, blah blah.
Right.
But
yeah. It definitely makes different rooms. It seems to have flavors of room, and that's the same
flavors.
I mean, I guess I have questions, but I think we're going to talk about them a lot in future chapters, like how the hell did Dumbledore still hire Snape and all that junk?
Right.
And why does he trust him? But I think we will talk about that extensively in the future.
That's future. What do you mean, like, Michael? I don't know what you mean.
The future. It's going
to
come up.
That's just wild to me that
it will.
That Snape is, I mean, obviously people should be forgiven for some things, but damn, that is a big thing, that Snape. That's a real bad one.
Anyway, that's my chapter.
Good job, Michael.
Good job. Thanks.
Hey, we've got a special guest this week returning. It's Paul Kim. Welcome, Paul.
Hello.
I don't think I've ever met Paul before. Hello, thank you for joining us. And
that's not true.
Good to meet you for the first time.
Hi, nice to meet you.
That's not true.
Vijaya is the worst.
That's the worst. I just recently hung out with Paul at DragonCon Atlanta. Yeah. It was super awesome. He took us out for good food like 100 times. And Paul's now my favorite person.
Yes.
And Michael has gained 1,000 pounds.
Yep.
Paul looks at Michael and he's like, "You're too skinny."
He's like, "Eat more ribs and fried chicken." And I was
like,
"Okay."
Put some meat on your bones.
That's exactly what I intended.
I'm just saying, every pound means the better the vacation.
The thing that I learned about Paul during this last trip, which I didn't know before, I was like, Paul works with something nerdy, computers maybe. Is what I thought. I didn't realize he works at the CDC. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. Well, now that we can't publish
not.
This now,
now
but that's okay.
Take this out.
That's good.
Take this
out. Kidding. I'm kidding.
Take this out.
No, yeah, that's fine. I work.
He's
well,
working on a zombie contagion, and
you try to say that, but no. But I do have to, since this is a professional podcast, I do have to clarify that I am not a CDC employee because that's. That could get me in trouble.
Oh,
but, yeah.
Interesting.
Well, let's do this and again his, where his, you don't say where he works.
No, that's fine.
But it's fascinating. It's fascinating. I think people...
Yeah, but...
And his views do not are not reflective
exactly.
of the CDC,
yeah.
who he does not technically work for.
Need a disclaimer He's... there. Yes.
it makes it very... I just don't
He's
like it.
He's a blood scientist.
I do Not will sure. let you all know when there is a zombie apocalypse.
Thank you. That's all I'm
yeah.
asking.
Do you know where the best place to be during a zombie apocalypse is?
Where?
Like, can you give me, I don't know, I just want, no, I'm asking,
like, if
I'm asking
the
professional.
Like, if
you're on the
game board,
store.
Should I be in Atlanta, like or should I be in Khartoum?
Yes. Or even in the U.S., like, should I be, I probably shouldn't be
probably
in D.C.,
not.
Right? I should probably be in like Vermont.
Yeah,
that's
we
probably
should be
much
in like
better.
Lima.
Okay.
Maybe.
I was saying the cartoon, the pandemic game board. Where should we be? What city?
Oh.
Yeah, probably the least populated area would be the best. So
Lima,
yeah,
cartoon.
Okay, I'm going back to Vermont.
Rochester's
guys.
Not bad, right?
But
no,
Vermont second.
Here,
yeah, Vermont's second least populous state. Vermont probably has as many people in it as the entire greater Rochester yeah. area.
Who has the charter flight card, or who has a card for Kathmandu so we can just go there?
That's true.
It's actually not the least populated city.
No, that's probably pretty populated, in fact.
But we can hop another charter flight. To another
okay. Well, you and I have to get married then.
This again.
this keeps coming
Sarah,
up.
You
I'm just saying, organically.
Okay. Can we please talk about Harry Potter?
No.
So in
I
the Harry
talk
Potter
about
world,
what diseases?
If there was a zombie epidemic in the Harry Potter world, where would Hogwarts be safest? I think Probably not, just because they always say it's the safest and it's never the safest.
That's true.
But where would the safest place in the Harry Potter universe be?
Probably Dumbledore's office.
That's probably true.
It's right in there.
What about Gringotts? Could you hide in like a vault or something?
Then you would just suffocate or like die without food.
Well, no. I mean, you could just poke some holes in it or something. Or, I don't know.
In the vault?
Yeah.
I don't think that's underground.
That's the weirdest thing you've ever said.
Leave the vault door open. I'm just thinking the zombies can't take roller coaster. Yeah. I just feel like, well, you could bring it with you, Bajaya.
But then it would get moldy.
There's a dragon. You can eat that dragon.
No, don't eat the dragon.
Yes. And then you just draw straws like the Donner Party.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay, between the four of us, who would get eaten first? Michael. Got it.
All right. Aww.
I know. It sounds like Bajaya, because she's the least willing. I was saying, Bajaya sounds like the least willing. She's not even willing to eat a dragon. She's the least willing to eat people, which means we probably have to kill her first, and she wouldn't eat us if one of us was killed.
You're my wife. You can't eat me.
I would be eaten first because Sarah and Bajaya would work together to like trip me and use me as like bait or whatever. That's how that would
that's
work.
Probably.
All right, let's talk about what actually Paul wants to talk about.
This is fine. This is a very interesting
conversation.
Kill Michael.
Because there are zombies. There are zombies in the Harry Potterverse, technically.
In theory.
Hmm.
Yeah.
They're not zombies.
Because they don't eat people or brains.
No, because they don't have, they are controlled by other people. Not zombies are controlled
like meat
by themselves.
Puppets.
Yeah. Come on. We just talked about this. Sarah.
Come on, Sarah.
I divorce you.
I never. Oh, that's hard. I'm just gonna leave now. I'm just gonna go put myself at the mercy of the zombies.
Anyway, potions.
I have nothing to live for.
Let's talk about potions.
Yeah, let's talk about potions.
Yeah,
it's a very potiony book.
Sorry, did I mishear you? I couldn't.
No,
I
said it's a very potiony
book. Oh, yeah, potions.
Don't worry about me anymore. Just talk about potions.
So we're working on potions to fight against zombies. Is that what's happening? Okay.
Yes, that's exactly. How would we do it?
You know who would be good at making a potion like that? A young Severus Snape. One still in school, maybe.
Still with his advanced potions book to just scribble in his notes.
Yeah. So here's my question. So, yes. In the Half-Blood Prince textbook, Prince's textbook, Snape has written... Wait, do we know that it's Snape at this point? Oh, no.
Yeah, we're pretty far along.
Okay.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah, you know what?
He has all these notes on, like, how to make the recipes better. I think I recall at one point that one of the recipe had, like, instead of stirring clockwise three times, you have to stir it twice clockwise and then once counterclockwise and then back again clockwise, something along those lines. And so I was reading that and thinking, how does a student especially figure this out within the course of his academic years, given that I'm assuming, I don't even want to get into the whole recipes of potions in the Harry Potter world, period, just because that's a whole nother can of worms. But, so here's the thing for me. Like, I'm not a food chemist. I am a chemist, but I'm not a formulation or a food scientist or anything like that. But living in the city of Coke, Coke City,
Coca-Cola.
Or Coke.
Not the snorting kind.
Or both.
But once upon a time.
Or doesn't he?
When I was studying chemistry, I couldn't, like, you know, better the formulation for Coke.
Because you don't know
it. That's never going to happen.
Because it's secret.
Right. And so how does Snape accomplish this? And how do people not blow up more while coming up with recipes for potions?
Or how did he not blow up? Also, I also want to know how he discovered that. Remember that bean that they were supposed to cut, but instead he squishes it with a...
Well, yeah. Can I say that, did you know that if you flatten garlic, it's much better than if you just chop it?
But that was a garlic and not a bean.
But why is that different?
Because it's a bean and a garlic. Okay, if I flatten a kidney bean, it's not going to give me more juice than flattening a garlic.
Garlic doesn't give you more juice if you flatten it. It just releases allicin, which people didn't realize when they chop it. And some people still chop it. But you know what? The Barefoot Contessa or like Gordon Ramsay can tell me to flatten it instead because they know and I don't.
Have they tried to do it with a silver dagger? Is my question.
Ina Garten probably has. She's magic.
But also beans are harder.
I get that, but I'm just saying, like, by principle, like, it's kind of a one-to-one thing, right? Like, its spells are kind of like cooking, and some people have special secret recipes, right? Mm-hmm. And they're just better. Like, how does your grandma know how to make sauce that's so much better than the best restaurants you can find? Because she knew, and maybe it was handed down to him. Do we know that it wasn't handed down to him?
I mean, I feel like I guess we don't know that. That's fair. It is all in his handwriting, right? All of his notes.
Right. But he could just be like, oh, I forgot that my parents told me that when you stir this counterclockwise, it's better.
But at the same time, a lot of people don't know any of that. Was it like his mom made it up and just told him and then he didn't tell anyone?
That's the crazy part to me, because he's improved essentially every single potion, right? Like every potion has notes on it. He's improved all of them, and he's a teacher.
Yeah,
and
but
he hasn't told anyone. Of his students.
Okay, counterpoint.
No,
and you can. No. Counterpoint: one is somebody's work in academia, and two, and Paul, you can disagree with me on this. I would say that, like, professors and scientists are two of the most, like, secretive, guarded people. They will not let anybody know, like, their sources. They want to be the ones who have the advantage and the scoop on everything. So even though he's a teacher, he still wants to be valuable. And so he wants to still have the best, this best potion. He's not going to tell his students how to make the best potion in the world if he has a market on it. That'd be just stupid.
But I feel like he would publish that, though.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, sorry. Like, I get what you're saying in terms of, professors and stuff. They try to, like, you know, hide their work and stuff, which, but, like, they try.
That's a different argument.
Yeah, that's for the sake of, like, being the first to get acknowledged for it, right? So that they can, like, let the world know that they discovered it. But he doesn't do that.
Right, but maybe he's never going to, what if he's working on a potions book?
But he's not.
And then he dies and we never knew. You don't know that. We don't have a book about Snape separately. He could be doing that in his free time and he could have died before it ever got published.
I don't think so.
But also, I just think
he, let's vote. No. Nope.
Nope.
Fine. But also... Does Snape seem like the kind of person who would share with other people?
No.
I mean, he's a teacher, though. That's like his whole thing.
But he's not a good teacher.
No, he
abuses his students.
He's not a good teacher, but he... I don't know. If he's going to make these discoveries, maybe he should share with the rest of the wizarding community.
It also just seems like the potions are like wrong, doesn't it? Like it's everyone does a bad potion except for Harry. Harry does a counterclockwise stir and the potions are great. It's like, what? Like,
that's fair. What? Although I always think about
So how did these potions work before Snape discovered it?
I will say though, it does remind me of to go back to like cooking. I got an Instant Pot for Christmas, right? And, you know, I love it. It's the best. But my little brother he uses an Instant Pot a lot. And he was saying, he's like, go to the New York Times for recipes, but always go down and read the women who sound like, comments. He's like, anybody named like Janet or Janice? And he's like, tell me. So he goes, they have all of the inside knowledge. And it's so true. They're like, this is going to turn out really watery if you do it this way. And then when I do it the way they tell me to, it's perfect. And I'm like, the New York Times published this, but Janet was right. I needed to add a quarter of the liquid that they called for. I can't imagine adding the whole amount.
But to Paul's comment, these potions, things have been around for like, at least 50 years now, and
yeah,
they have not been improved.
Not changed at all. Yeah,
That's true.
Other than Snape.
Not one bit.
No one else has realized that this could be better. And Hermione is the best one, even though maybe she's not the best at potions, but she is the best.
I mean, they are following one textbook.
Right, but Snape can't be the only one that has realized.
No, but, well, he can't be. That's what I'm saying, is that maybe if they had a different, better textbook.
Hmm.
But I'm just saying, Snape can't be the only one that has realized that there is a better way.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, like, Slughorn also has his own little secrets or whatever, but...
They're just like, even, I'm going to keep it secret, so well, the even students like, can fail.
Like, even when he's like, oh, you added mint which to this, which it stops excessive nose tweaking or whatever. Like, he... It's like Slughorn, like, knows the properties and what they would do improve things.
Which, so...
He just... But, I mean, maybe... Sorry, Paul.
Oh, no, you're good. But, like, so... Maybe I have this confused, but... So, the book that Harry's working out of, that was Snape's book while he was a student, right?
Yeah.
And so, mm-hmm. like what you're saying in terms of, like, the adults, like, knowing things, professionals knowing things, like, it makes sense over, like, a lifetime of work, like, you know, dedicating themselves to improving these... recipes and stuff, but right. like, how did a kid like do this within the course of like 7 years? Well, probably less than that.
Did
really.
He do anything else? Was he just he had a cauldron with him at all times and was just
giving him a lot of stuff? I guess. Well, he was. That's what I'm saying. I was gonna point out that he probably didn't have a lot of other stuff to do in his free time because he didn't seem to have a huge social life.
Now, Lily Evans was also good at potions, right?
She was.
She had a lot of other extracurricular activities going on.
Maybe he was just trying to impress her.
I mean, good for her. What's that?
Maybe he was just trying to impress her with his...
Right. But also, but Paul did make a good point in that, you know, a professional knows all of these things. And you do think about when you teach rudimentary things, you're like, I'm not going to complicate this with telling them that they need to put a counterclockwise stir and all this stuff. You just want them to get the very basics of something before you can get to the top tier of something. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I mean, obviously, somehow Severus got a hold of that information, whether he figured it out himself. Tons of people are precocious and or very gifted. Or if he learned it from, you know...
Sarah,
I don't know.
It's
somebody
not
else.
Called basic potion making. It's called advanced potion making.
They're not... They're, so, they are expecting him to make the draft of the...
Punch you in the face.
They're expecting them to make the draft of living dead, but then they are expecting them to make, like, a perfect one, and when Harry makes the perfect one, they're like, yeah, you get the prize. I don't think that's... I don't think that's fair, though. If they're not going to give him the actual recipe, if they're
well,
not going to give
somebody
him
somebody would have
oh,
had.
If they're not going to give him the actual recipe,
wait, did they not give them the Draught of Living Dead actual recipe?
Well, if you're saying that if you're not going to give them the counter,
no, I think that there's like, I'm no. What I'm saying is, I think that there's a very rudimentary way to make something,
but
and then there's the
perfect,
more advanced way.
If there's a more advanced way, and there's a rudimentary way. And
right, but there's a more advanced way to do everything, and that doesn't mean I can do it.
Well, and also it was like he got more bean juice, so his was better. So
yeah.
It's like
maybe he just had a juicier bean.
Like maybe, but like if you just chopped up a lot of beans or whatever, maybe I don't know. It's confusing.
But if he hadn't gotten it perfect, or if he hadn't read the perfect way to do it, his would have just been it would have been the same grading skill. He threw off the bell curve.
I still think it's not great.
It is crazy to think that Snape didn't do anything but fill this book out, though, right? Like, we can all agree on that.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, yeah. Or maybe that's his passion. Maybe he really liked it.
Like, how did he
but
come
why
up
wouldn't
with...
he have kept? Why wouldn't he have kept it, if that were the case?
I mean, it was in his classroom.
That's true, but it was with the other books that could be given out to students. Why wouldn't he have, like, kept it as a personal tome in his office?
Well, as a chemist, if you had to come up with a new way to make...
Coke?
A new potion. How would you go about it?
New Coke.
No,
I hear like, New Coke. That sounds like it'd be very
way,
successful.
Like the liquid or the powder.
No, that's what I mean, though. Like, I'm not like a specialized professional in that area. Again, with like food science, but I have
that's
like
that's what he says. I don't know.
I work with zombies. Remember?
Yeah.
But like, I have like some.
Zombies are not picky on the kind of Coke that they have.
This is true. We know this. But yeah, no, like, I would not know how, like, again, going back to the example of, like, Coca-Cola, like, I don't know how much I could experiment, I'm sure, and, like, over time, maybe make it worse, because there's no way to make it better. But
that is true.
You don't know that?
That is true. It no, could be Coca-Cola better. Way perfect. To make Coca-Cola better.
I can't say that.
Perfect. Delicious.
He's legally obligated.
Have you ever, have you ever had Dr. Pepper?
Please do not.
Oh, boy. We don't talk about that here.
For us to not get sued by Coca-Cola.
Just kidding. No.
Dangerous territory.
Yeah, no, but, like, that is a good point, though. Like, it would be really time-consuming. And even if, like, someone is gifted, like, I feel like it would take a long time for them to, like, come up with the recipe. Especially something as, like, super obscure as, like, twisting once clockwise and then back again. Like, how does that... Okay, but...
Especially, yeah. It seems like they get one potion to try each class, and they're like, here's the recipe, here you go, try it, and if you fail, you're fucked. And yeah. Snape just was like, oh, instead of cutting it, I'm just going to crush this bean. Instead of doing clockwise, I'm going to do one counterclockwise. Is it just like ingrained in his head? Like,
right.
I don't know, maybe. Weird. I literally just think about it in terms of baking. Like, I've had many banana breads, for instance, right?
Yeah, and but you have had
all of them are edible, but not all of them, but most of them have been edible. But there is a scale between the the closest to not being edible I've eaten to the best banana bread I've eaten, and definitely the actual skill behind it. So like if you think about like making a cake, people who overmix their cake, like you can still have an overmixed cake and it tastes okay. But if people know exactly how to make it, it's going to be the best cake you've had because they haven't broke.
But it's,
you know what I mean? Like it
still needs.
But I think
practice,
that's like a learned
though.
Thing.
It still needs.
Yeah,
practice.
That's what I'm saying.
But they don't get right, so, practice. But, they get like
right. They don't. That's yeah. No, I agree with you. Okay. I agree with you on that. What I'm saying is like maybe Snape practiced so much that he knew all those things, which is why he had those in there.
He must have had a cauldron like in his dorm room. Right, like
oh,
he was just
for sure.
But he also needs all those ingredients, and he was poor, so he couldn't have had all those ingredients.
And some of those ingredients, Pajaya.
What?
What?
I said five finger discount, Pajaya.
Oh my god! Do you know that I did not know what that meant when I?
What does that mean?
Like first moved.
Oh, five finger discount. It means you stole it.
Yeah. When I first moved to the United States, a girl I was in high school with. Was like, oh, I got this lip gloss, and I was like, where did you get it? She was like, five finger discount. I was like, oh, it was $5. No, she said she stole it. But anyway,
yeah, it's not very nice.
But anyway,
whether or not he could not have stolen that many ingredients.
That's true.
Maybe but he learned the duplicating spells or whatever.
Right. Or maybe he had a... Who was his... Do we know who his potions professor was?
Probably Slughorn.
Yeah.
So do you think that Slughorn had... Maybe Slughorn had sympathy for him and gave him extra stuff? I don't know.
He only likes famous people, though. I feel like Snape would not be on his
radar.
That's
true, but maybe Snape was really, really talented, which it seems like he was. Could in which be. Case, Slughorn usually... Although Slughorn doesn't seem very enamored with him now that he's actually there.
So I think we solved it. Cauldron in his room, duplication, spells.
Spells,
and
yeah.
Kindness of Slughorn.
I'm just surprised that not more people die from exploding cauldrons.
Ava?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh,
I've always relied on the kindness of Slughorn.
I actually had another question. Do you think that there are a lot of people that die from, like, experimenting, and they're like, look, instead
get poisoned? Drinking their, like, weird shit that they...
Yeah, instead of, like...
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think they're like, instead of one boom sling, we put two boom slings, you know, for the extra
and they become
spice.
And they become their enemy forever, instead of trying to emulate who they were for an hour, maybe.
Or use Polyjuice Potion to be the weird... not the anime people. What is that called? The horse people.
Centaurs?
No.
The ones without the arms.
Are you back to this? Vijay has a real centaur problem.
My favorite pony or whatever. God damn it.
My little pony?
My little pony.
What does that have to do with anything?
I was saying, do you think people would use that in the Harry Potter universe to become my favorite pony people?
My little pony.
So you're saying, would they use Polyjuice Potion to turn into ponies with like pink and purple ponies that could, so they could do weird sex
like,
stuff?
Like Flutterby and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, God damn it.
Matt, you summoned My Little Ponies.
No.
Well, you're the one who summoned My Little Ponies as a weird sex thing very fast.
Oh, I meant furries. Not I'm us. Sorry. I meant furries, not My Little Ponies.
Oh, no.
Can't slag on furries. It's 2019. You can't slag on furries. Everything's cool.
Everything is cool. I actually had a very
different.
Now that we solved that, I just have to come back around to a very important zombie question.
I thought you were going to say garbage plates.
No, there's no discussion about how amazing garbage plates are.
I think
TM Rochester, New York, garbage plates, everybody eating. Eat them, eat them. Everybody in a TV show tries to go to Atlanta and the CDC when there's a zombie outbreak. Mm. Would that be the best thing or the dumbest thing? It always seems dumbest like thing. The dumbest thing in a show, but maybe it's actually the best thing.
If you've seen The Walking Dead, that didn't work out for them, but also...
It doesn't work out. It doesn't work out in any zombie movie.
The CDC does have a website for zombie preparedness. I don't know if you know.
No, it does not.
I'm pretty sure it used to. I'm not sure if it's a joke.
Yes, it used to. It used to, for sure.
I can try to find it for you.
Because, like, and even the equivalent, like Train to Busan, their equivalent of the CDC did not work when they try to get there. Just, would the CDC have a cure? Or would it not be a good idea to try and go there?
I'm obligated to say, yes, we will.
but you do not know. Okay, I'm going to Vermont He works at the CDC, not for the CDC. I'm going to the mountains with my mountain men and my shotguns. Cool. Awesome. Thank you for confirming what I've already always
I'm
known.
I'm glad I
and
could
thank
help.
You for joining us on our podcast.
So thank you very much for having me. It was lots of fun.
Thank you for backing
us. I learned
us.
A lot today.
I think every
we all did.
I think we all learned a lot here today. The Bajaya maybe shouldn't be allowed to have any Polyjuice access.
I don't want that. I just don't want other people to want that.
But other people can want that, Bajaya.
No.
Yes.
Everybody's allowed to want what they want. Furries are cool. Don't My little ponies are cool. Don't yuck their yum. Mm. Yum, everyone's yum.
Ew, no. I don't want that either.
Do it.
Do it. Yum, everyone's yum.
Paul, where anyway. Can we find you on the internet before these people make me throw up even more?
I'm not super active on Twitter, but I do read a lot of stuff. I'm at PaulKim_46.
Yay. Well, thank you, Paul. It is always a pleasure. I look forward to hopefully seeing you soon.
Yeah, for sure. If you do come back, we'll catch you next time. Oh, yeah.
No, go ahead. If I come back.
No, if you do come back, there is a place called The Vortex that we did not get to go to. It's not like the best food, but they do have a burger called the Triple Bypass.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
And so, speaking of garbage plates.
That will kill Michael.
That may kill you.
Maybe I should take him there.
Huh?
I love the name The Vortex. I want to go there for the name itself.
Yeah, their entrance is a giant skull, so it's pretty good.
What? Why didn't we go there?
It was far out of the way, and I don't know if it was open.
Damn it,
but
Sarah!
When I go down there, we're walking through that giant skull.
Sarah, instead of going to the Wizarding World, what if we take Michael
to... No, we have to go there. I have never been to the Wizarding World. Don't you dare speak it.
I told Michael this, but... Oh, yeah.
So anyway, thank you. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
We are back for another week of Kickstarter thank yous.
Meow, meow, meow.
We have some really great people to thank this time, I'm going to do it. Starting off with Lisa Cohen. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Lisa, thank you. We've got...
Thanks, Lisa.
We've got... we've got... Oh, look at this whole list. Okay. We've got Cody Hogstad? Hogstad. There's an A and a U and a G
I think that's how you say it.
All sorts of
Hogstad.
Things.
Hogstad.
Cody, thank you for supporting us.
A lot of consonants, a lot of vowels.
We have Brian Chappelle. Thank you, Brian.
Are you friends with David Chappelle?
It could
or
be.
Dave Chappelle, not David.
Chappelle means chapel in French.
All right, now this one has an accent literally in it, so...
Cesar Solis.
Hey, that was me. You can't steal mine. I believe it's...
You took forever.
I believe it's Cesar Solis.
I just said that.
Or Cesar Soli.
Or Caesar Solis.
Or Caesar Solis. It's a... Whatever it is, it's just such, so much cooler name than I could ever hope to have. We've got... you only get one, if you ask me. We've got William Pettibone. Thank you, William.
Thank you, William.
Thanks, William.
We've got... Dan McMahon. Thank you, Dan. That kind of rhymes.
Dan the man.
we've got my buddy Ben Ames. Big ups to Rochester Ben.
Woo, Rochester!
I think he doesn't live here.
Upstate New York.
He doesn't live here anymore, but...
Well, upstate New York, former pride.
We've got Stephen Adkins.
Yay, Stephen!
Now this next one...
I will not help you with this one.
It's a singular, it's Lauga?
Lauga?
Lauga? Lauga?
Lauga. I like Lauga.
Lauga. Thank you. Lauga. Thank you. Person Lauga? Whose name I'm
tweet
I'm
at us
so
and tell
sorry.
Us how you just say your actual name if we pronounce it wrong. We'll remedy it at some
I'm
point.
I'm so sorry.
Michael.
Yeah, don't
they are from not in the United States.
Okay. All right. Well, forgive me.
The United States is a mixing pot, Vijaya. I don't know if you understand
that. Oh, my God. I'll punch you.
Is the only person on this podcast named Vijaya?
And then last, but extremely not least, we have Scott Russell, who, if I lived in Alabama...
Yes.
He would be my dentist, and I would go to the dentist.
Oh, Lauga!
All of my teeth would be replaced.
Lauga's from
by Scott
or Aslaug maybe is from Iceland.
Ooh,
so there you go.
That's cool.
Iceland is a beautiful country, and I loved it, and I would go back there in a heartbeat. It is stunning.
I hate it, and I will never go there. I'm just joking. I would love to go there.
I would love to.
All
go
right.
There too.
Thank you so much, y'all.
Thank you.
Kisses.
Thanks, everyone.
Joining us for You're a Wizard, Harry.
Our editor is Mitch Cahill.
Our artwork was done by Jesse Carlton, and our music was done by Sean Fagan. I know you want to help us out, so why don't you head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. And also, send us an email so we can talk to you. You can do that by emailing us at potterpod@geeklyinc.com. Hey, I know you all want to keep talking to us, so find us on Twitter @PotterPod.
I'm Michael, and you can find me at 13Nerd.
I'm Sarah, and you can find me at Her Lady Tompkins.
And I'm Vijaya, and you can find me at Ethnic Ninja.